Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Pesachim, daf Pei Beis, and we start the last parak of Maseches Pesachim here in the Yerushalmi. Arve Pesachim, or the Gersa that we have is Erev Pesachim, whatever it is. It is Erev Pesach, the day that you shech the Karban Pesach. So really, that we know that in the Torah, the day of Erev Pesach is called Pesach. So Erev Pesach would be the day before that, but that's not what the Mishnah means here. Here means Erev Pesach. Like we call Pesach, Pesach. So Arvi Pesachim Samach L'mincha, Erev Pesach. Or Erev of the day called Pesach. You also might say that that's what it means, the Karban Eida. Erev Sheshochten Bo Pesachim. Either way, Lo Yochal Adam HaShetech Shach. A person cannot eat the Seder until, or eat anything else. Until it gets dark, because we want the person to have their taiva, their appetite for the seder. So a person shouldn't eat anything, so that he could eat matzah lite avon. So he could eat matzah with an appetite. If you look at Rashi and the Rashbam, remember on Arve Pesachim, we have Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi and the Rashbam both say, this is a form of hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah. Unusual type of hidur mitzvah, says the Rashi, lo yochal kadesh yochal matzah al shel mitzvah lite avon mishum hidur mitzvah. That is the example here. And it's been pointed out that usually hidur mitzvah requires a chefza, a beautiful item, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuflama Gimel or so, talis na'eh, sefer Torah na'eh, lulav na'eh, right, usually a chefza. But there are examples of hidur mitzvah in the Maisa as well. And this is another one, meaning my Maisa HaMitzvah of eating matzah will be different if I don't eat beforehand. I'll eat it with a more of a hislava, so more of a excitement and more of a emotion, so to speak. So therefore, by not eating beforehand, so that is hidur mitzvah, it'll make my eating matzah something different. V'yafilu ani shebiyisrael lo yochal asher yasev. Next halacha, and again, we should remember in Arvi Pesachim here, we could spend many, many hours on every one of these dafim, but we'll just touch on different things. Even an Adi Shabbisol Yochal Hashiyasev, even a very poor person, right, has to do Haseba, right? Even though Haseba, the leaning is a Derech Cherus, it shows that you're a king, and an ani is not free, an ani is still destitute. Still, you have to act that way, says the Pnei Moshe. Kiderech Pnei Chorin, v'kamash balan, sha'av ha'ani, tzorach shehu laharos davar shehu zeich alacheres. Even an ani, that personally he might not feel so free, but he has to act in a way that's part of the chiyuv of the night, because we all became free tonight, derech cheres. The Haseba, we know there's a lot to talk about regarding Haseba. The Mefarshim point out that even though we don't do a Seba Bizman Hazeh, but it could be that this is the way that a Seba was done, and therefore we have to act like them. We have to put ourselves back in their state. Tosfos says, Samach Tzadi Tesma Beitz, the Saka Daitach Hasebas Oni Lo Chashiv Haseba, Deinlo Amala Hasev. You might think that it's not even Kuchu Haseba because he doesn't have a couch. Veins Adarach Eirus. Still, he has to take part in the Haseba. How crucial is Haseba? So that's a question. Are you Yotze without doing Haseba? So it depends what type of the part of the meal. We'll have to get to that. And also one is not allowed to give the ani less than 4 cups of wine, even if he's a totally destitute ani, not just somebody who takes from the kupa, the weekly tzedakah box, but he takes from the tamchoi, which is the daily food rations, even that, the karban eida, Dehu ani sheba aniyim. Even if he's the poorest of the poor, we still have to make sure that he gets 4 cups of wine. Dalet kosos. Tosfos has a known comment on this line. What do you mean? Until he has to make sure that he gets 4 cups of wine. Tosfos says, lo. It says to make sure he gets. What about his family? Right, we only have to give him 4 cups of wine and nobody else in his family. Mitocha Lashon Tosfos says here at the beginning of Arvi Pesachim, Mitocha Lashon Mashpak Sas, She'ein Nosdin Laban of Lebnei Beisok, Yim Latzmo. Sounds like we only give an Ani's family, we give him 4 cups of wine. Right, not 4 for each person, 4 cups of wine. For who Motzi is Kulam Bishalo. And he's Motzi them. He has his cups of wine and he's Motzi all of them. Visvarahu. Demaishna arba kosos mikiddush. And Tosfos has an amazing line. He says, and misvara, of course, why is that a chiddush? Right? Why is this different than kiddush? The kalashana, sheechan motzi eskulam. That one person is motzi olam. Just like kiddush, One doesn't need a cup in front of each person. So, so too, dalakosos, you don't need. That's what it sounds like from the language. Mihus, then Tosva says, gam b'kiddush shema ha'yelakol echakos. Maybe even by kiddush, it's wrong, right? Based on a Gemara later on, the Ravashi was gachin, right? Gach, the by husab, a gachin v'shasi. But he says, mashma elsewhere, that everybody had their own kos. Gemara mashma sura kol echad arba kosos, because it says chayavin barba kosos echad nashim vecha tinokos amar Yehuda. You know what's the purpose of wine for tinokos? Mashma delatana kamatz or kos afla tinokos. The nira says Tosfos sounds like from Tosfos maker din you don't need, but yesh lahachmir the nira lahachmir ulahatzrich arba kosos the kol echad va'machmir tzorch lizer shlo ye koso pagum v'chulus. This is a sheet that's discussed by many of the achronim. What you might not need dalakosos for each person. Isn't it a mitzvah shebegufo? You can't be yotze with anybody else's tefillin and tzitzis and achilas matzah. So why dalakosos? So one would have to say, Reb Chaim talks about this here in the Griz. The Griz ala Rambam quotes his father Reb Chaim, who discusses this Tosfos, who says it must be that Tosfos understands Maker Adin that there is the takana of dalakosos wasn't maisa shtia. Wasn't that everybody has to drink? But it's just that everybody needs to do these four brachos of Kiddush and Magid and Birchas HaMazon and Hallel al Hakos. That's the din. V'hochiach mizeh. He quotes from Reb Chaim. Desfira leila tosos, degambar bakosos, ein ikra mitzvah b'shtiyas hakosos, rak baha brachos sha'al hakosos. V'havi mamish dugmas Kiddush dekol hashana dekol hakosos shal bracha. And that's how you see that there are differences in halacha between Kiddush and dalakosos. So again, that is a big discussion, but that's where the Griz quotes from Reb Chaim. And there are others, there are other nafkaminas as well, right? The Mordechai discusses why they're dalakosos of wine and not dalakosos for mitzvahs of steak. Why do you choose dafka wine? So the Nesiv has an answer, but it could be that if it's about koveya su'ut, koveya something ala yayin always is what you're koveya a bracha on, you know, not meat. Okay, there's many other nafkaminas as well, but that's known as the chakira, whether shomea ka'one would apply, Why is there no separate birchas hamitzvah? Also a question that the Rishonim ask. Again, if it's a takana of four cups of wine and drinking it, then it's a good question. If it's just a question of taking other mitzvahs and be koveya the malakos, then there shouldn't be a separate mitzvah of dalakosos because it's just background and strengthening the other mitzvahs. So again, this is a big discussion, but that's the diuk from lo yifrasu lo. Lo yifrasu lo. Okay, we continue. Erev Pesach v'zavach l'mincha v'chulu masnisa d'Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah that says that you're not supposed to partake of anything on Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Pesach, but we're going to generalize it on an Erev Yom Kodesh, and I'll let it eat. You have to go in with an appetite that seems to be like the Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa. D'tani, Erev Shabbos, min mincha l'mal, on Erev Shabbos, in the afternoon, min mincha l'mal, lo yitom, klu adam klu machetechshach. A person shouldn't even taste anything. Right, that is the halacha. Interesting. Out of all the aspects of Kavod Shabbos that the Rambam mentions, Kavod Shabbos is taking a shower. Kavod Shabbos is setting the table. Kavod Shabbos is getting special clothes. So Kavod Shabbos, there are many things to do about Kavod Shabbos, as opposed to Oneg Shabbos, which we pointed out, the Gra in Hilchos Yontif says, Kavod Shabbos is everything we do before Shabbos. And Oneg is everything we do on Shabbos. So if you look at all the covet aspects, it's all about doing. Kum va'aseis, except for one. Maisa is b'shei v'altase, and that's covet Shabbos, and that's not eating a lot on Erev Shabbos. By not eating a lot, I'm being mechavi Shabbos. If I want to get the most out of a restaurant experience that I'm going for dinner, I'm going to skip lunch. But that's the Rambam in Perek Shloshim. In the 30th Perek, the Rambam says, based on a Gemara in the Bavli and Gittin, Aser lekvoa su'uda u'mishte be'erev Shabbos b'pnei kavod Shabbos. Right? Aser lekvoa su'uda. Muta lechav lishos, you can snack a little bit, but that's the Rambam of not eating, so that it is kavod Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda, so we assume our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Erev Pesach, so to Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Aholech Hashashu Mashlim. Rabbi Yosef says, no, don't worry about it. You could eat it. Keep eating. Keep eating until you finish. You don't have to stop in the middle. You don't have to stop in the middle. Just keep eating. Again, it might be as long as you started beheter. We'll see about the mafsikin. But Ochav Aholech, you're allowed to eat. He's not worried about not having an appetite. Good. Next, Mafsikin l'Shabbos, Divrei Yehuda. The next machlokas in the Braisa. One, if one is eating in the middle of Erev Shabbos, then you have to stop. You have to stop when Shabbos comes, and you have to bench, and you have to remove the table. But whatever it is, you have to stop. You have to stop, says the Karban Eida. Mafsikin l'Shabbos, im hisklo sudasa beheter kodem mincha. If you started beheter, you can continue. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda mafsik sudaso miyak kishyachsha. Right when it gets dark, you have to stop. Umevarch berachas hamazon. Oker hashulchan viachar kach makadish hayom. Right, and then you make kiddush. You have to stop your meal. Basically, Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yosa omer ein mafsikin. Rabbi Yosa says, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. You just keep going with your meal. Right into Shabbos. So ein mafsikin. The Tosfos suggests. In the beginning of Arab Sacham there, Daf Kufam and Aleph, maybe Rabbi Yossi feels that Kiddush right after the meal also is Yotzei to be Kiddush b'makam Suda. The Chash of Kiddush b'makam Suda, Kivat she miyad achar ha-Suda, Ose Kiddush, va-Ose Suda, ololo, l'Suda Shabbos. And it counts. It counts, even though it's a little tricky to do that, but that's what Rabbi Yossi says. You don't have to, you don't have to stop. Machlokas, what to do? Maisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. So Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta is Stam Rabbi Yosi. Shemesu be'erev Shabbos ba'Akko. They were sitting in Akko up north on Erev Shabbos. V'kitsh alena Shabbos. And then they were eating somehow on Erev Shabbos. And then they started beheter. And then Shabbos came. Amal, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Rizon chosh nifsok l'Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says to Rabbi Yosi, should we stop? Meaning, you, Rabbi Yossi, I know you hold, you don't have to stop, and maybe we should be machmer like Rabbi Yehuda l'charchila. Should we go like Rabbi Yehuda l'charchila? What do you think? Should we stop? Amar lo, he says, I don't understand. All day, every day, you think my words are precious, as compared to Rabbi Yehuda's words. And now you're saying, oh, maybe we should go like Rabbi Yehuda against my shita? Right, the planned words of Achashverosh to Haman, you want to have my queen here in the house? What do you want to go against my shita right here? So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel took it back and he says, okay, Amalo Imkin, I was just asking, maybe Allah Hadchila. Amalo Imkin, lo nafsik, okay, so we won't stop. So we won't stop, because now if we stop, it'll be clear. You're telling me not to stop, and now if I stop, it'll people will really think that Allah is like a Yehuda. I don't want people to think that. Same Kin, lo nafsik, so tikava halacha be Yisrael k'Rabbi Yehuda. So lo zazim yisham, achikava halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So the halacha was nikva as Rabbi Yosi, based on that story that they did not stop. Period. Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel Zudiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. These are two shitas about what to do on Erev Shabbos if you're in the middle of the meal. Either just keep going straight, or bench and stop the meal, or be okay the shulchan. Zudiv, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosa. Aval divrei chachamim, but there's a third shita out there. Poreis mapa. You don't have to bench, but you have to do some type of hefsik, and that is put the tablecloth over the food. The Karban Eida says just over the bread. Others say over other food. Paris mapa umakadesh. Right, what you can do is what's called the paris mapa. Right, stop the meal, make kiddush, and then continue your meal. And one benching at the end will suffice. That's paris mapa umakadesh. Some people use this when you have a perm on a Friday. Paris Mapa Umakadesh to try to, have a Purim Suda late in the day and then stop in the middle. So it's, Paris Mapa Umakadesh. This is quoted also in the Bavli, Paris Mapa Umakadesh. But why do you cover? Why do you cover in order? Because you're going to make Kiddush. Paris Mapa Umakadesh. This is relating to the issue about covering the challah. You want to cover the food because you're going to make Kiddush, and then that should be covered for, the Bori Pragafen that you're going to make, because really it's out of the order of regular Dina Kedima for Brachas. Tosas points out in there in Psachim Gav Kuf Amabes, in the name of the Shiltos, and the Rush there discusses the three reasons why we cover our Challah on Shabbos. Three reasons. Number one is what we just said, that there's Din of Kedima Bebrachas. Based on the Pasuk in Akev, usually you have the Kedima Bebrachas, Chita and Seora are first, right? The Mizonos goes first in the Shivas Aminim. So if you're going to make Kiddush and Shivas Aminim, and the mizonos, you really should make the mizonos first, so that mosi first. But there's a mitzvah of kiddush. That's why we cover the challah. We cover the challah so that we could go out of order. So the challah is not embarrassed, so to speak, because the challah should go first. Okay, so it's not busha. But there are two other suggestions also. One is that, let me just read it in the Tosfos. Vatama first b'shiltos. A second reason. Another reason is because everything should be brought to the table to cover Shabbos. If you're in the middle of eating and then all of a sudden it turns to be Shabbos, how do you know this is a Shabbos meal? Oh, if you declare this as Shabbos, if you make Kiddush, like, oh, we'll cover Shabbos. Now, once you say Shabbos, now everything else is for the sake of Shabbos. That's why on a regular meal, Friday night, it's as if when you make Kiddush, as if there's nothing on the table yet. That's why there's a key, according to this reason, don't bring anything to the table yet. The pickles, the coleslaw, nothing, right? And even the challah that's on the table should be covered, so it's ki'ilu, there's nothing on the table. You declare it as a Shabbos meal, and then everything is a brat. According to this reason, though, you could uncover it right after you make Kiddush, because the whole thing is yakwa the Shabbos. So now everything is l'kavod Shabbos. But according to the first reason also, that to go out of order. According to the third reason though, which Tosfos quotes here, Kufim Abezim Psachim, Vyesh Mefaresh, Zecha Laman, Shalohaya Yored, Bishabasos, Vyamtif, Vayatam Elamala, Umilamata, Vahaman Bein Taim. Right? The Zecha to the Mun, didn't fall on Shabbos, so we think about the Mun on Shabbos, it fell twice on Erev Shabbos, where a double portion fell on Erev Shabbos, and the Mun had a covering below it and a covering over it, above it, and that's why a third reason why the challah is covered. And there are many nafkaminas for all of these. Do you need to cover the challah by shalosh shudis? Do you have to cover all the food or just the bread and the mizonos? Right, different reasons. We try to be machmir to cover all of the reasons. Good. Weiter. Now getting back to the halacha about not eating on Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, so that one is not so full when one is ready to eat. Malu lochal b'minei kisnin. What is the a halacha about eating snacks, ma'olocha mini targima, meaning satiating food. I understand that can't be eaten on Erev Pesach. What about snacks, right? What is the carbon aid here? Quote, mini matika, right? So, sweet items. Are you allowed to have those items? Targima are peros and basar. Let have those types of items on the at the meal during the day. Is that going to fill you up? It's not an issue of su'udis, just snacking. So the answer given, Rabbi Yudin Nisiya Secha Vitzah. One time he took a bath, he took a hot shower on Erev Yantif, or Vitzah on Shabbos, Vitzah, and he was thirsty. Shalor Rimana. Begin Danatsoi, Ma'u Nishte, I'm thirsty. Am I allowed to eat? Am I allowed to drink? I need a drink, I'm really thirsty. Amar Leitani Rabbi Chia, also Adam Litom Klomachitech Shach. If you medayik in the words Litom Ti'ima, and therefore, mashma, any little thing, would be usur. Okay, we don't paskin that way. We paskin you're allowed to have some as long as it is a snack. Amar Rabbi Levi, in the general, Arvi Pesachim is going to have a couple of famous, comments and lines. Rabbi Levi says, Ha'ochal matzah be'erev Pesach, kabbalah rusasa beis chamav. Right? If somebody eats matzah and jumps the gun, so then, kilu boel chama, boel arusasa, as if you jumped the gun, and a person was with their arusa in their in-law's house, right? You're gonna get married very soon. Just wait, right? But you jumped the gun. That's the comparison. Karbana eda, shekarov yom moed anisuin. The nisuin's coming. V'lo kavash yisro lahamtin. He couldn't be kavash yisro to wait. Kach ze, lo kavash li yisro lahamtin, v'achilas matzah ad erev. He doesn't wait. Doesn't wait, and therefore this is the Isser. This is the source of the Isser of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach. There's a Boal Arusaso, the Beis Chamav. Some Rishonim, if you look in the Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, at the beginning of Arve Pesachim, he quotes numerous Rishonim. He quotes from the Tanya Rabasi, quotes the Ma'ari Vayel, quotes the, I think it's the Abu Dram also, that goes through, literally, taking this comparison. Kabbal Arusaso Beis Chamav, and there's no Heter until after Sheva Brachas. So they go through, there are seven brachos before Achilas Matzah. Really, there's more, so you have to combine some of them. But you have to go through Bari Paragafen and Kiddush and Shechianu, that's three. And then you have Bari Priadama of the Karpas, that's four. And then you have Asher Ga'alanu and Bari, do you make another prayer of Agafen? Maybe that's not counted, so that's five. And then you have Alach Hamotzi and Alach Achilas Matzah, so that's seven. And there are different ways of figuring it out. But that's literally Kabbalah Rusaso, and it's not Mutter until after Sheva Brachas, until you have five brachos that are said. If somebody is with their arusa, right, in their in-laws' house, loke, there's malchus. The Rambam, in Ilchas Ishas, quotes that, malchus mardus, issa derabanan. If somebody is bol arusas beis chama, then also chametz, in Ilchas chametz, perek vav alachi yud beis. The Rambam discusses, again, the isser of achilas matzah on Erev Pesach. If you look in, I'll just read it, vav yud beis, asr chachamim le'echo matzah be'erev Pesach, k'dei shi'ye heker la'achilasa be'erev. Right, the chachamim asered eating matzah, so there's a heker of matzah that you're eating stam for your enjoyment. The matzah's mitzvah. We shalcha matzah erev Pesach. Makan also makas mardus acha teisei nafsho. Teisei nafsho. That's makas mardus. Chen also lechol erev Pesach because of mincha kimat, and you can't eat anything on before mincha. Kedeshi kanis tachilas matzah b'taiva. So two different halachas. One, not to eat matzah, so there's a heker, and not to eat other things, so that you go into the Seder eating matzah b'taiva. There's a major machlokas we've shown him. When does the Isser of achilas matzah start? That Rambam that we just read sounds like the whole day, Erev Pesach, which is the Shita of the Ramban. Shita of the Ramban also. The Balamar says it starts at Chatzos. The Balamar tesvav mabez here in the Dafi Arif. The Efsher lo Lisod b'Shabbos min haMatzah, when the Erev Pesach Cholis b'Shabbos. V'Avagav de Garcina b'Yerushalmi Yocha Matzah Erev Pesach Kabbalah Rosas b'Ischamav Hanimili Misheishos v'Lamala. Says the Balamar, it only starts from Chatzos. Aval Ad Sheishos Mutter V'Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you. Demidami Leila Arusa is compared to Arusa. Zodam Shemi Meir Marnikum Lefei Shabbos. Rabban Latamayu, he goes, he quotes a Raya. The Ramban here argues. He says no. He says it's the whole day. Some say maybe even the night before, but machlokas we've shown him, when does it start? The Ritva in Daf Nun says maybe some matzah haru'uya, matzah that you're able to be yotzei mitzvah, it starts in the fourth hour in the morning. I think that's what the Ritva says. And then the matzah she'ena ru'uya starts later. Interesting, even though the fourth hour is surely durabanan, but that's the Ritva. Ad arba shows mutter afilu b'matzah ru'uya. Umisham be'elach aser ba matzah re'uya umutter be matzah she'ena re'uya. Could go on matzah ashira o sheni lo she'shlo b'mayim b'mashkin. Ad samach l'mincha. And then you can't have anything. El shemetaba b'matzah v'kibayim b'nei v'yayim. You can just have a little, some snacks. Okay. Tzini Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Bein chametz be matzah aser. Yehuda ben Beseira says, the whole day, not only is matzah aser, but chametz. Right? It's the day that you can't eat anything. You can't eat chametz because the Isra of chametz already kicked in. So chametz and matzah cannot be eaten. Rebbe lo haya ochel lo chametz lo matzah. On Erev Pesach, Rebbe starved. Rebbe didn't eat chametz or matzah on Erev Pesach. We're going to have three different suggestions why. First suggestion, lo matzah min adad Rebbe Levi, v'lo chametz min adad Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira. He didn't eat matzah because Rebbe Levi says you can't eat matzah. Kabbalah Rosaso. And he didn't eat chametz because Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira just said you can't eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Talmid Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira. Rebbe was a Talmid of Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira, so that he should follow him and not even chametz. Lo Talmid Rebbe Yaakov bat Kuchi Havi. He wasn't Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira's Talmid. He was Rebbe Yaakov bat Kuchi's Talmid. So why would he say it's aser? That can't be the reason why he didn't eat. Ella, second reason, begin to Havi Bechor. He was the firstborn. Wow, the only makar in Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Right here for this concept. Tanis Bechorim is in the Misecha Sofrim, but it's nowhere in the Bavli. So right here in the Yerushalmi, since he was a Bechor, that is why he used to not eat. He used to fast. According to this, maybe he only fasted. The Mordechai sounds like he only fasted from original minhag was chametz and matzah, only breads, other things you're allowed to eat. But our minhag, of course, is to have a total fast, unless obviously there is a siyum, and there's a lot to talk about what happens. There's a diyuk from this Gemara that Truma Sadeshin has relating to when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Is there a fast in that case? Okay, but that's number two. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yona Abba Avi Bechor, Vavi Achil. Rabbi Yona says, my father Rabbi Yona was a Bechor, and he ate, and if really the reason that Rebbe didn't eat was because we passed him like the Masechah Sofrim, my father wouldn't have eaten either. Right, says the Pnei Moshe. I Rebbe Hishkiya Chalhod Masecha Sofrim Lo Rebbe Yona Abba Osakein. So try number three. Amar Rebbe Tanchuma Lo Menada Velo Menada. Ela Rebbe Istinis Havi. Rebbe was an Istinis. He had a very small stomach. Kind of Yachal Biyamam Bolav Yachal Baramshe. If he ate anything during the day, he wouldn't be able to eat at night. Lakach switching that word. That's why he wouldn't eat on Erev Pesach. So you get that matzah b'taiva. So it wasn't for any halachic reasons. It was just practical reasons. He wanted to make sure that he had an appetite. Period. Amar Rabbi Levi, going on the Mishnah, why do you have to do Haseba? Because Avadim, the butler, the waiters, they don't sit down and relax. They always have to be ready to work. So they eat standing up. And we have to eat relaxing and leaning. To show, to let everybody know that we went from Ados to Cheres. So that's Haseba. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shubin Levi. Also, Kizayish Adam Yotibo B'Pesach Zorach Lochlo Mesev. What do you have to eat Haseba? So the Gemara says here, Shimon Levi, the Kizayis that you're Yotze with, that you're Yotze what with? Says the Karban Eda, Pesach U'matzah. The Kizayis of the Pesach and the Matzah, that's what you have to have a Seba with. If you look in the Gemara in the Bavli, also quotes Dalakosos. Right? We don't know which two, so we're Machber for all four. Machber all four, Dalakosos. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach, Tuf Ayin Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch also quotes Afikomen. Afikomen should be eaten Beheseba. That's the Tuf Ayin Zayin. Tuf Ayin Zayin. Right, is quoting from the tour. Interesting. That's nowhere in the Gemara here. The Rambam does not mention it. The Rambam in Hilchos Pesach Chametz Matzah does not mention it, which sounds like just here. Right? Only the part that you yotze your kizayis with. You yotze with. Okay. The Ramah does quote. The Rambam does say, Tov lasev kol asuda. Meaning the lechad chila is all asuda, and the Rama quotes that. In his commentary. Okay, as you see, there's so much here, and we're just trying to get through. Rabbi Yosef, boykum, Rabbi Simon, afilu eved lefnei rabo, afilu ish lefnei baila. Does an eved have to do a seba in front of his rab? Is that appropriate? What about an ish lefnei baila? The Gemara of the Bavli says maybe an isha chashuva, but here the Gemara says, Amar le berebi. He said, great one, ad kan shamati. Until here I heard. What does that mean? So most assume this means, I don't know. I heard the earlier lines about a seba, that you have to have a seba for what you're the first kizayis, but I didn't hear anything beyond that. I don't know the answers to your questions. The Pnei Moshe reads it differently, that for sure they don't need a seba. Reb Chiya Bar Ada is going on the Mishnah that says even an uni, very poor person has to take, you have to give him dalat kosos, even if he takes from the tamchui, levishein ariv la'adam locham and akupa. Because really a person doesn't want to take tztaka. That's what it's supposed to be. It should be mizbayish. And here, the chiddush is that even if an oni that takes from the tamchui, he has to do a seba. I would have thought, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I would have thought kasalka daitach, tekima the dalat kosos b'shem zecha lecherus, since the dalat kosos are all about being free, v'zeshein ariv lo, and this person, it's not sweet to him, this poor person, having to go beg, that's not deracheres, ain't the deracheres, kamash malan, mishim persume nisa, afa ani muhuya baza. Mishim persume nisa, he has to, that's the chiddush. Tani, tsarachula sameach, as ish of his bana beregel, a person has a chiyuv to simchas yantif. Simchas yantif is not only for himself, the way the chazal understand it, each person is muhuyev to be misameach, his family. Bamim samchan beyayin, first day out with wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, not everybody likes wine. Nashim b'roi lehem, v'ktanim b'roi lehem. Nashim b'roi lehem, women, you have to get what they like. Kagon, misnin v'tzutzlin, shoes and ribbons. V'ktanim b'roi lehem, gonegos and v'luzin, different types of nuts, or candies, we would say. Amen, Rabbi Tarfon Avdin Kain. Rabbi Tarfon used to do this as well, give his kids, give his wife. Period. Maybe the most famous thing in all of Arvi Psachim, or all of Meseches Psachim. Minayin la'arba kosos, how do you know what is the remis for four cups of wine? What's fascinating is that nowhere in the Bavli is this question asked. In the Bavli, it doesn't ask, like, how do you know four cups? Only here in the Yerushalmi, and that's what we quote in all of the Mefarshim. The Dalat Kosos, what are they connected? Maybe this also relates to the Chakir we mentioned before. If the Dalat Kosos are just background, they're not mitzvah shtia, then maybe it's just to be koveya, the other brachas alayayin, then we're not going to ask the question. Because they're just to make the bracha more serious. If it's a special takana of shtiyas dalat kosos, then you can ask the question, right, like here. How do you know? So the Gemara has a couple of suggestions. Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Binaya, Keneged Arba Geulos. The four Geulos. Note, it does not say the four Lashonos of Geula, which would mean the four Lashonos of the same Geula. No, four Geulos, which means four stages. Then Itziv points out, it's four stages of Geula. Every stage brought us further. To follow Shonos. There's a fifth lashon, behevesi, not for now, but machlokas, whether we're supposed to have a fifth kos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Keneged Arba, Kosa Shal Paro, is Keneged, the four times the word kos is mentioned in the story of the Sarah Mashkim, the kos paro biyadi, but kach is another as chodos some al kos paro. Vetin is a kos al kaf paro, v'nasato kos paro biyado, v'gomer, right, and that also symbolized the beginning, even though it symbolized the going down, but maybe it was the beginning of the geula. Hashem was already starting the process. And that's why, that's the remez of the kos. Rabbi Levi Amarkin, Abraham Malchias, the four Malchias, which Hashem will punish in the future, right, the four Golios, as the Rechayim Nevsky here says, Kastiyim, Madai, Yavin, and Edom. For Rabbanan Amri, Keneged Abba Koso Shal Paranis, it's Keneged, the four cups of punishment, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Asid Lashkos Es Umos HaOlam, that Hashem will eventually give to drink to our enemies, the nations of the world. Kikar, it says the word kos four times. Ki omar Hashem elokei Yisrael elai kach es hakos hayayin hachemav gomer. Kos zav bavel biyad Hashem. Ki kos biyad Hashem. Yam ter al rishoim pachim eish gafriz vizuruach zolafos minas kosam. We just asked about that last pasuk. Ma minas kosam, what does it mean? Their portion, the portion in their cup. Rabbi Avin omar, difli potirin. It's a double portion. What's a double portion? Kedifli potirin also achar amerchas. Like you have a huge cup of water when you come out of the bathhouse, they will have a huge cup of peronis instead of cooling off. Ukenegdan asagadosh baruch alachar shizol barakosos shanachamas. And keneged these peronios, Hashem will give us four cups of comfort. Hashem menas chelki v'kosi. Dishanta v'Hashem en kosi roshi kosi revaya v'adain kos yeshuos esa train. Kos yeshuos, it's a double salvation train. That is two. Again, there's much here. We could spend many hours on this, but we'll just at least mention these deos about where the four cups of wine are keneged. Okay, we'll stop here.